Last evening, the President of the Republic of Liberia, His Excellency Joseph Yuma Buaka Sr., did send Speaker Kofa an invite. He went there to have a conversation with him. And he told Speaker Kofa upfront that he was requesting him to step aside. And the Speaker felt that he was trying to rubber stamp the national legislature. He was trying to turn the country into a one-party state. And he decided to disengage from that conversation. Speaker Kofa is doing everything to uphold the rule of law.
As things stand right now, Speaker Kofa, does he still believe that he is the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
Speaker Kofa is still the Speaker. Constitutionally, he is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. One thing that we want to establish for the world to understand, for the President, His Excellency Joseph Yuma Buaka, to send an invite to the Speaker to ask him to resign, it does one major thing. That is, he recognizes that Fonante Kofa is still the Speaker of the 55th Legislature.
But now we know that out of that meeting, President Boakai or the executive branch has recognized Mr. Richard Kung. Is that true?
Well, what happened is the president had decided to violate the Constitution of the Republic of Liberia by his actions and inaction by going against the ruling of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was very clear that any action, any sitting that is not in conformity with Article 33 and Article 49 of the Constitution. And those two articles are very clear that any sitting, whether majority, whether minority, those sittings must be presided over as required by the Constitution of Liberia. Article 49, it states that every 6 years, we will elect one of our colleagues, and that person will be the speaker, and that person shall serve as the presiding officer. If you have any sitting without the presiding officer, who is the speaker, J. Fonante Kofa, in the Bill of Rights of the Republic of Liberia, that sitting is ultra-virus. It means it's unconstitutional, it's illegal.
What can you tell us, Representative Cole, that President Boakai has also ordered the withdrawal of the security details of Speaker Kofa? Is that true?
Yes, he started giving those instructions. He started preventing the Speaker of his immunities, his privileges, his rights as a citizen, as Speaker of the 55th Legislature. And that's what I'm telling you, for the President who has spoken about the rule of law, and now I see him completely doing something far away from the rule of law. I know that you are aware from the 14 civil crisis in our country that took away over 300,000 lives. And I think no president, no government should engage in anything that will carry Liberia to the dark path. So it is to speak to our international partners to encourage them that they have to watch this government keenly, and a statement from our international partner to ensure that the rule of law within the Bill of Rights for Liberia are held to. I think it will help the Republic of Liberia. Mind you, any crisis here, it will be foreign nations that will come to help us.
What happens next now for Speaker Kofa?
Right now, he's kind, he's steady, he's very, very good. I mean, he's organized in terms of his mental capacity. So Kofa is doing a lot of consultations, and after those consultations, he will make the necessary statement to the world.